AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Iran has named its new supreme leader as the war rages on. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Iran's launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries, hours after Iranian state TV said Mojtaba Khamenei has been named the nation's new supreme leader. Oil prices have skyrocketed following the announcement. Iran has maintained its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane and has launched new attacks. Saudi Arabia's warning to Iran it will be the biggest loser if it continues to attack Arab states. The Saudi statement on Monday came after a new drone attack, apparently targeting its massive Shaba oil field. I'm Charles Deledesma.
AP's Julie Walker reports on what President Trump had to say about U.S. boots on the ground in the Iran war.
President Trump vowing to keep the pressure on and responding to a question about American boots on the ground.
Could there be? Possible, for very good reason. Have to be very good reason.
Trump was en route from Dover Air Force Base Saturday after attending the dignified transfer of six U.S. soldiers killed in Kuwait.
They're great heroes in our country.
Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi telling NBC's Meet the Press, there needs to be a permanent end to the war, not a ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
Talks between the WNBA and its players are heating up with a deadline for labor peace looming. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The WNBA sent a collective bargaining agreement proposal to the union a day after the league received one from the players. A person familiar with the negotiations has told the Associated Press. The league's response comes a few days before a Tuesday deadline set by the league, which said it would need at least a handshake agreement with the union to start the season on time. It's unknown what changes the league and union made in their latest proposal. Revenue sharing is the key sticking point between the two sides.
This is AP News. Police are investigating an explosion at a U.S. embassy. AP's Mike Hempen.
Norwegian police are looking for suspects and trying to determine a motive following an explosion outside the U.S. embassy in Oslo. Investigators believe the embassy was targeted. Police received reports of a loud bang early Sunday morning. Investigators say it was caused by an incendiary device. There were no injuries. A U.S. official speaking anonymously says the device was inside a backpack and detonated outside an entrance to the embassy. Local media are reporting that people nearby say the street was blanketed in thick smoke after the blast. The incident has not changed Norway's terror threat level. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. military said it killed six men Sunday in a strike on an alleged drug smuggling vessel in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. That's part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. I'm Haya Pinjwani.